What you got today?
So I signed up for a private coaching start this week, and it's my first time like taking
Awesome.
those steps. Yeah, I'm excited about it, but also I've had, since I pressed pay, just a lot of drama around, am I going to waste my money? It's never been sustainable before. And just thinking that I'm going to go into this and not actually show up the way I think I want to. So I'd just like to walk through that, and
Okay.
maybe this is normal. I don't know, but I'm really struggling with it.
Buyer's remorse. You ever bought a car, brought it home, and went, oh my gosh, what am I doing?
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah. I mean, I ordered shoes this week, y'all. I ordered Vionics. Okay. I thought I'm gonna get me some good shoes for my trip this summer. And so I bought three pairs and they came and I was like, why did I buy three pairs of shoes? Okay. And if you leave the question in the air, you're going to continue to mull over it. It's going to be an open loop for you. So I had to answer the question. Oh, I bought three pairs of shoes because A, I didn't know if they were going to fit. B, I didn't know if I was going to like them. C, I told myself this is how, I figure things out. This is how I figure out what shoes are going to be best for me for my trip. So let me ask you this. Why did you buy private coaching?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked me that. That's true. Like, I feel better just like, oh, I'm just like letting it go in my mind and not really answering it. Because I, first of all, I posted in the group because I was considering it. And just thinking about it, I decided that, I mean, I really want to lose 50 pounds and keep it off. And I haven't been able to do that in my adult life by myself. So this would be just something I can try that I haven't tried before. And then specifically with the No BS coaches, you all know the program well, so you know better than me. And so getting that one-to-one support, I figured it would be helpful.
Yeah, I'll give you one more reason. We've been in your shoes. We've thought a lot of the things that you think. We might still think them and be working on them actively. So not only have we, do we know the content, we know a lot about what we had to work through in order to see our own success. And it's in, and you combine that with learning how best to support you, the questions to ask, the assignments to give. All of that is what comes with private coaching. It's not just somebody who can say, all right, Regina, I want you to work this course next. It's somebody who can help you ask you the right questions so you close loops, right? Just like I did for you there. Help you work through. Yeah. If you think about your weight loss path, it is not a straight and narrow path, right? It's like a windy country road. Sometimes you get behind a tractor trailer and it slows you down. Where do you live, Regina? You don't live in
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. Okay. So I'm going to describe to you what it's like to drive down Highway 41 in the middle of Bedford County in Tennessee. All right. It's a two-lane highway with not a lot else on it, right? But every now and then you get behind somebody driving a tractor down the road. Here's this farmer. He's driving a tractor, so it slows you down. Sometimes you have to stop because there's cows crossing the road, right? What a coach does, it helps you navigate those obstacles. Helps you say, all right, here, Regina, we're going to start right here, and we're going to move our way across Bedford County. When we get to the other side of the county, that's your 50 pounds gone. But I'm also going to help you navigate the tractors and the cows and the other cars on the road and any wrecks that you are, and whether or not you have to stop and go to the bathroom, where your pit stops are, how you're going to find lunch, all those kinds of things. That's why you signed up for private coaching, because not only do you get our knowledge about the program, you get our brains. How's that sound?
It sounds good. And what's coming up when you share that is also like thinking that I can't do it, or that there's no way I can be this person that loses it and keeps it off. Like, that's just a thought that I'm having, a belief I'm having that private coaching will help me to undo.
Okay. So when you think, let's just play with that thought. I think I can't do it. Right? Why do you think that thought?
Because I haven't.
Right. That's why you're here. If you'd already lost your 50 pounds and kept it off, you'd be like in high cotton. See, another Tennessee thing for you. You'd be in high cotton. You wouldn't need private coaching, right? You wouldn't lean on private coaching. You wouldn't ask us for help. So what you've done is you've pulled in, let me just say, an amazing tool when you hire one of us. But we help you with that mindset of I can't do it. We'd let you, okay, we're just going to give that one to you. You haven't done it yet. All right. What are we going to do now? So I'm working on being someone who learns the tools, knows how to apply them, and loses her weight. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Feels a whole lot better than I keep thinking I can't do it, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah, which of course is why, also why I probably haven't. So having that help to undo that. Yeah. So
Yeah.
nothing's gone wrong.
No. In fact, to me, you've made an amazing step forward because you've asked for help. I think as so many times as women, we think we have to shoulder it all. We have to figure it all out. We have to support everybody. And it's a stretch. It's not something we're used to ask for help. And the fact that you did that is for yourself is the ultimate self-care in my mind when you ask for help, right? And this is part of this thought that I just invited you to explore. I'm working on being someone who does all these things, loses her weight, figures it out, asks for help, insert whatever it is you want to be, insert the person that you want to be. Or that you are. That's that identity piece that Corinne talked about in the nighttime eating workshop. How you talk to yourself about yourself makes a huge difference. So you've had one coaching session?
Nope, I start this
Oh,
week.
you start this week. Perfect. So who are you going to be when you show up with your coach this week? What is
I'm
this
gonna be
amazing thought?
open. Yeah, I'm gonna be open, and I think for me, it's to continuing. Like, it's not a permanent thing. I think I truly sometimes forget that I can't lose weight. It's just evidence I've pulled to now. It's something that can change. So just being open and trusting that that's exactly why I'm here, to undo that thought.
Who are you trusting?
Myself, because I am the one who made this decision to move forward. And also the process. I think I'm going to be with the perfect person to help me, lean into that version of me that's already here.
Whenever I talk to somebody about chronic pain or cancer, I always tell them the first step is to pick a care team that you trust, right? So that you can just let go any questioning of that care team. And you just told me you think you have the perfect coach for you, right? So that's number one. You've made an investment and you trust your coach. The next step is cultivating this trust that you can execute in a way that results in weight loss. So you said you trust yourself. Are you all in on trusting yourself? Or is there still a little bit of wiggle there?
I'm all in enough to show up, right? And like then have my coach help me bridge that gap.
Perfect. I mean, that's seriously. I mean, if you were going to tell me, yeah, Kathy, I'm all in, I'd be like, girl, then why do you need a coach? Right? There's most of us are all in about 90% of the time. 95 on really good days, but there's always it is inherent in us to have just that little bit of spark of doubt in the back because we haven't lost our weight yet. Right? But it's okay to let it be there. It just doesn't need to run the show. So that little bit of doubt that might creep in every now and then, you go, oh, I see you. I got you. But you know what? I hired a coach and she's going to help me. And I really do believe in myself and I believe in this program. And I think we're gonna look forward instead of look back. You are smiling. I love it.
I'm ready. Thank you
You're
so
ready.
much.
Is that's it? Girl, that
Yeah,
was
that's
easy.
it. I think, yeah. You're right. I'm just lean in. Yeah, I've done the right thing.
Lean
So.
in. I mean, seriously, anybody who's here, whether you have a coach or not, whether you have hired a private coach or not, lean in. Lean into you trust Corinne, or you wouldn't be here. Trust MJ. I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, she's a hoot and she's so, she's so fun. Chances are, if you're on this call, you trust me, or you wouldn't raise your hand. You trust the other coaches, you trust the people that you're with. Just lean into whatever it is you think you need. And if you can't decide what you need, coaching is a great place to figure out the next step and to help have that person, ride behind the tractor with you and, sit in the car with you while the cows cross the road when you have your
Yeah.
bumps and pivots and all the things, because it's part of it.
Yeah, I love that analogy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anything else?
No, I think I'm good for today.
You are ready. You are ready. All right. You take care.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.